It's time for Talking Trash.
I can't really hear what Jeremy says because I got my two Stanley Cup rings plugged in my ear.
Say what?
Steve and the guys bring people to the table and decide their fate.
They tell me George is good, but I'm twice as nice, and I'm going to stick to his butt like white on rice.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
Brought to you by Sanipec. Proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Visit them at sanipec.com. Sanipec, we are green.
Son, I got to do better than this.
Welcome back to the final segment of the 4 o'clock hour sports talk. That means Talking Trash time, brought to you by Sanipec. Visit them at sanipec.com. By the way, they are proud sponsors of the University of Oregon Athletics, and thanks you for recycling at the game. Don't be a jerk. Recycle. That's not their phrase. That's my phrase.
That's mine, too.
Recycle stuff. Don't be a jerk about it.
And by the way, today I was walking my dog.
Like you do.
I picked up a bag full. Somebody just threw out one of the fast foods. One of those, you know, bags that you bring in to like Safeway or Albertsons or Freddy's out there. And then I picked up something else that I threw in the bag.
They threw that away?
In our neighborhood, it's like, man, we live in such a beautiful state. Don't be scumbags.
What's wrong with you people? Anyway, it's Talking Trash. We're going to bring people to the table and decide if they should either be recycled, thrown in the regular dump, or incinerated. Or another option we have is to bring forward some trash talk from this week, and we're going to rank it in those same ranking. So
people are the worst.
Who wants to start? Nick, you start.
Nick, go. Why don't you start?
The trash here is the fan that yelled at referee Marta Gallego, a referee in the second division of the Catalan Football League. He shouted a lot of sexist comments at the ref that included, "Go back home and wash the dishes." Gallego then heard the comments, stopped the game, and had the trash fan removed from the stadium.
Gone.
Wow. So we're ranking what level of trash this person is.
Yes.
Sexist guy at a sporting event.
And what are the options again?
So we can either put them in the recycling bin, we can put them in the regular dump, or we can incinerate them.
You know what? 10, 12 years ago, I would have said, you know, I'll give society some time. In 2016, incinerate the SOB.
I got dump on this one. I don't know if it's incinerator worthy. There are jerks.
There are worse. I get it.
It's weird. It's almost like saying, yeah, there are jerks at every sporting event, so it's okay. Obviously, it's not okay, but I don't know if it's incinerator worthy.
I think I'm going to go dump because it is the Catalan second division. It wasn't like a major sporting event, but this guy was at. So
this guy probably like came in literally off the street. He's like drinking and walking.
He might have wandered into the soccer game and not known he was there.
All right, we're going dump. You or me?
All right, I'll go.
Okay, you go.
The New York Mets decision maker is Sandy Alderson, who I really like. I mean, this is a guy who helped create that Oakland dynasty. But this dude who worked for the Major League Baseball office is looking into a camera with a straight face and says signing Tim Tebow was not a publicity stunt. I can't even say it without laughing. Was not a publicity stunt. And let me get one thing straight. They play the New York City game. Steinbrenner invented it, stealing attention from the Mets and stealing attention from the Yankees by grabbing the back pages of the News, the Post, Newsday, and the North Jersey publications. And as Costanza says, it's not a lie if you believe it.
I think this is incinerator worthy because he keeps us talking about Tim Tebow. Is there anything worse in sports
in
right
the
now?
World? In the history of mankind?
I'm going to go dump.
Yeah, I don't know if he needs to be incinerated. and plus, how am I just as bad for bringing it up and bringing up Tebow again?
So you're part of the problem.
So I'm somewhat culpable. Let's dial it down and dump it.
All right, I'm going to start off with former 49er fullback and tight end Bruce Miller. Last year, he was charged with hitting his ex-fiance. Last week, arrested for drunkenly trying to check into a full hotel after getting denied, didn't take no for an answer, tried to open a random hotel door. 70-year-old man and his son answered, tried to tell Miller to go away, so he knocked them both out. That much you've heard. Before that, apparently he didn't have any money at a restaurant and wanted a sandwich, so he tried to fight customers at the restaurant and steal their sandwiches. Needless to say, he is no longer a 49er after this.
Must have been a great sandwich.
What?
He has to be incarcerated, right? Trying to steal sandwiches and then punching a random 70-year-old dude.
I don't eat meat anymore, but that could have been a hell of a sandwich.
It could be a vegetarian sandwich.
Oh, man. No sandwich is so good that you have to fight over it. That's the thing. Like,
it's the Rodney Dangerfield joke. My wife's got no class. Took it to the opera. She forgot the sandwiches.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, that.
That was my first thought.
Punching a guy and
trying to steal sandwiches. First of all, trying to check into a full hotel and then just going to a random room when they told you they're full and punching the guy who opened the door.
He broke their face.
He sure did.
I think we may need to go all the way with this one. What do you guys think?
Incinerator.
Incinerate. The ultimate. He's out. Out of the contest.
Fire. Okay, I need some trash taken out. How about Santiago Casilla and the rest of the San Francisco Giants? Casilla blew another save Giants last night.
And it's not personal.
Although technically he didn't blow the save, but he was the reason that the Rockies actually had a chance to keep going in that game. The Giants have yet to show that they are not close. The Giants aren't a postseason team, and all of the other teams in the NL wildcard are like, bro, it's the even years. Like, you got this. Even your magic. We're going to give you the wild card spot. And I just want the season to end. I want them to fall six games out and just not have a reason.
Wow. So you're saying the Giants are trash. What level of trash?
I want them incinerated. I want them to go.
They're 5.5 off the division lead now, but they are leading the wild card.
That's the thing. I don't want them to do that either.
You seem to be overreacting.
This is a recycling bin for me.
When
the Yankees finished the 2000 season weak, but they still got in, my uncle, he should rest in peace, was one of my all-time favorite people, but he was insane when he came to the Yankees. He said, and I quote, Joe Torre should write a letter saying they're not worthy of the playoffs. And we're back there. I'm like, Uncle Harold, they're going to win the World Series in 2000. And they did, and they beat the Mets. So I'm calling you out for this one.
Nope.
Don't give up on it just yet.
I got recycling bin. What about you?
I'm going recycling bin.
Incinerate them.
All right, one more quick one from each of us, Steve.
You go. Mine's crappy.
Okay, how about...
which is applicable to the garbage.
Megan Rapinoe had planned to take a knee before the national anthem, before the Seattle Reigns matchup with the Washington Spirit, but the Spirit's owner, Bill Lynch, basically just played the anthem while both teams were back in the locker room. Pretty D-bag move,
sneaky,
if you ask me. But, you know, what do you guys think?
Dump.
Yeah. That's a bad move, but it's more sneaky than evil, so I'm going Dumpy Johansson.